This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. Dear respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we are talking about the topic of how to empty your junk mail. And by junk mail, we're talking about all those emotions and the extra baggage that comes from having to deal with other people's issues. And without doubt, these kind of issues can accumulate and they can cause us lots of problems, lots of worries, lots of issues. And so it remains for us, importantly, to understand the whole concept of how we manage our emotions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised those who hold back their anger when he said, والكاظمين الغيظ, those who hold back. It's almost like they are clenching back the anger, holding it back, because that is what anger can be. Anger can be like a monster almost overcoming you and trying to take over you. And so it's, how do you control that? How do you overcome that so it doesn't get the better out of you? And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us a very important lesson. When a man came to him and said, "O Messenger of Allah, teach me something that, you know, short advice that will benefit me, and I won't need any other, or I don't need to ask anybody else about." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تغضب, do not be angry. Now the man continued to ask, you know, give me some more, I need, you know, information that's going to help me. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't increase anything else except saying those two words, لا تغضب, do not become angry. Now, what does this teach us? Well, it teaches us an important lesson, which is that there was, when the Prophet ﷺ was replying to him, he didn't talk about any stimulus. He didn't talk about what makes you angry. He didn't talk about any external factors. He didn't talk about other people, situations, scenarios. He just said, do not become angry. And that in itself is an indication that anger is more about your response to a scenario. And so it is coming from within you, not from outside. You see, a lot of the time people say, oh, this guy made me angry, or what she said made me angry, or, you know, seeing this made me angry. Yeah, but the anger is still something inside you. It's come from you. So you are in control of that. You're the one who is and can determine how things are affected. And that's why, if you think about a scenario, sometimes you'll have a similar scenario which affects two different people, or even sometimes the same person, and on one occasion they will become angry, on the other occasion they won't become angry. So it shows that this stimulus is not what is the anger, if you like, reason, but it is more something else. Now if you know that, you can go on to say, okay, well, if that is the case, then I am the one who can control how I respond to matters. You've heard me say this many times in this month, and that is, Ramadan teaches you to control your emotions. When you are in charge of what goes inside your mouth in terms of food and drink, etc., you are someone who is demonstrating great willpower. And this will therefore extend to how you deal with scenarios as well. If you can control the physical side of things, you know, what's food, drink, then you should also control the emotional side of things. And that's what the Prophet wants you to do. When he said to you, you know, when somebody argues with you, abuses you, fights you, say, Inni sa'im, I'm fasting. To give you that kind of training that yes, you can do this. Now, in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is giving you almost like a reason, which is what? That you are fasting. But fasting isn't the reason not to get angry. I don't know if you can understand this or not. Because some people, I say, okay, well, the Prophet ﷺ is saying, so if I'm fasting, yeah, okay, and somebody tries to fight me, then I should say I'm fasting. But if I'm not fasting, and somebody tries to fight me, then I can't say I'm fasting, so therefore I should get angry, I should react with my emotions, which is the wrong way of understanding this whole training, if you like. The training is, the Prophet ﷺ is giving you a reason now that whilst you are fasting, and in Ramadan, it's a training for you, so let that be a reason for you to control your nafs. Now, while you're not fasting, you should continue that practice even though you are not fasting. So it becomes an extension of how you behave and how you respond to things. The other aspect that we want to mention is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions as well, the quality of the believers. He said, وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. And when they are made angry, or they are angry, they become angry, they forgive. So there is two aspects here. One aspect is that yes, like all humans, believers will make mistakes, will commit sins, will commit wrong deeds. This is almost part of the human nature. And similarly, part of the human nature is that you will also from time to time let the emotions get the better of you. So you'll become angry. So now the second aspect of how do you deal with these emotions is, how do you respond? What's your next step, if you like? So yes, okay, you've been made angry. You've become angry. The emotions have gone wrong. What is the next step? يغفرون, they forgive. And so the attitude again here is about also allowing yourself to be in control so that others are not getting the better of you. Because if somebody, you know, you're easily somebody who is angered, your emotions quickly arise, or you may even change that into form of grudges, something in your heart against the other person, etc. Then what will happen is, you will be carrying that junk mail. You will be carrying that rubbish, if we can call it. And when you're carrying this, it becomes harder on you and it becomes a burden on the heart. And you will not be able to carry on with a lot of things in your life. You know, think about those people who have been oppressed or some injustice has been done to them. They spend a lot of their life thinking, how can they retaliate? How can they get something back? What kind of harm can they do to that person that has, you know, what kind of torture they want to put them through, you know? Literally, it's going through their mind, you know? Imagine going through those emotions, you know, day in, day out. If you know, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that to them, I'm going to do this to them. How that eats at you, you know? And that's why in the whole concept of Islam, we have something called salamat al-sadr, which is to have the cleanliness and the safety of the cleanliness of the heart, which actually is a very high virtue. And we know in a hadith that one person who demonstrated that, the Prophet ﷺ said he was from the people of Al-Jannah because of that quality that he had in them. So this Ramadan, learn to do this. Try to practice it in your interactions now and again. And bi'idhnillah, you'll find some great benefits therein. And don't forget the dua that the Prophet ﷺ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in Surah الحشر. وربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. Do not allow any غل, any hatred to be in our hearts towards the believers. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. جزاكم الله خير for listening.